State of opportunity.
State of opportunity.
I want to be a firefighter,
a ballerina.
I want to be a Batman.
You're listening to Michigan Radio. President Donald Trump said he wanted to go after bad hombres. But as immigration policies affect more than just those who are here or have committed crimes, undocumented immigrants with no criminal history are also being deported. State of Opportunity's Jennifer Guerra spent time with a father and his four children a few weeks before he has to leave the country.
It is cold and gray and rainy the day I visit Javier and his family. We've changed the family's names because Javier's wife is undocumented. The dreariness outside matches the mood inside the house. The only one who doesn't seem to notice how somber everything is the baby of the family. She's running around, showing off her purple, sparkle My Little Pony figure.
You want to play?
She's only three, so she probably doesn't really get what's happening. She doesn't get that her dad is going to walk out of this house for good on April 27th and most likely never come back. Her oldest sister, Mia, understands all too well what's happening.
He's gotten ordered to go back to Mexico, where he's from. Well, the lawyer did everything possible for him to stay, but legally, we've exhausted all of our options.
Mia is 18. She came here with her parents from Mexico when she was almost four, has been here ever since. She signed up for DACA, President Obama's Deferred Action Program, which allows her to go to school and work without fear of being deported. Her parents came to the U.S. on a tourist visa and never left. The mom tells me she has applied for a green card, but that could take years. Javier, the dad, never tried to get his papers. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, has had him on their radar for a couple years. He had a mandatory check-in with ICE last year, and they let him stay. But when he went back in January of this year, they told him to return by the end of April with a one-way plane ticket to Mexico.
Cualquier rato tenía que pasar esto. Estamos aquí nosotros sin documentos y pues no somos de aquí.
Javier says he knew he could be deported at any time because he's here without papers. Still, knowing that it could happen didn't make it any easier when they got the news. Here's Mia.
I just walked through the door and I just started crying again. And I just like ran to my dad and I like started hugging him. And I was just like, I was in his arms. He was just telling me it's going to be okay. It's going to be okay. But like he has to tell me that he's my dad. He doesn't want me to like, I don't know, suffer, but, like, I knew, like it's not going to be okay. Like, we're going to be separated from my dad. Like, nothing can be okay from that.
She tugs at the tissue in her hands, passes the box of Kleenex to her younger sister, Lucero. They don't really want to talk about what happens after their dad leaves. So Lucero and her little brother, David, talk about what they want to do with the 2 weeks they have left with their dad.
I don't know, like, do stuff, like, go to a mall or something and, like, hang out. Probably play fight before he leaves.
Is there something you want to do with your dad before he leaves?
Yeah, play football together and play soccer and jump on the trampoline together. It's fun when we jump together.
Puedes seguir la rutina normal.
Just the normal routine, their dad says. He's not much of a talker. He leaves that to his kids. But his eyes, they say a whole lot. They look tired and sad. And he seems resigned. Resigned, but not bitter.
We are at peace because we don't gain anything by worrying. Worrying is not good. Of course, we are better here than in Mexico, but whatever God wants, that's what will be.
What will be for now is he'll go back to Mexico and his wife will stay here with their four kids. I ask him if coming to the U.S. was worth it. He says yes. His kids have a better life here. They speak English. They're doing well in school. And he paid cash for a house last year, so they have their own home now. There's no telling when or if he'll ever see his whole family together in one place again after this month. So he says they'll have to rely on the telephone and Facebook for now. With State of Opportunity, I'm Jennifer Guerra, Michigan Radio News.
Support for State of Opportunity comes from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation, a partner with communities where children come first.